Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, and yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCB Radio. Now, last week, we continued talking about that third warning from the book of Colossians, which is, let no man judge you according to the law, taken from Colossians 2:16-17. And then we ended up talking about how the reality of Christ or the substance has been replaced in most churches by the shadow or the air of religion and the traditions of men. Or as Paul said in Colossians 2:8, after the rudiments of the world and not after Christ. You know, there are some Christians and even some believers I know, they have such a religious spirit about them that if you say the slightest thing that they do not agree with in their belief system, they will write you off as a heretic. Some fancy themselves to be prophets and teachers, but their attitudes is so arrogant and self-serving, like a person we discussed in the past by the name of Mike Murdoch, that is obvious that they are in the dark and over into the shadow and miss the truth of the substance, who is Jesus Christ. But the point is, anyone can fashion a religion around Christ and use it to serve themselves. Let me say that again. Anyone can fashion a religion around Christ and use it to serve themselves. Anyone can construct a belief system equipped with a shadow of things to come. Just look at all of the end-of-day teachers and such. And it may seem good and it may seem right, but there is a way that seemeth right. But where is the substance? According to Paul, the only substance there is Christ himself. Do we want to know what, in the eyes of God, is real? Well, Jesus Christ, he is the real and only substance, the reality of God, and he is the truth and the way. My friend, all else is shadow. Imagine the person of Jesus came walking down the street, and I ran out to meet him, but instead of embracing him, I fell down and embraced his shadow. How much of Christ would I really have? Well, none. But his shadow sort of or kind of looks like him. It's shaped like him, but now, pay close attention here, my friend. His shadow is not him. The shadow, the religious world of Christ, are not, repeat, not of Christ. This is the religion of many people, the shadow of Christ. They do not realize that Christianity is about a real person, Christ in us, and the hope of glory. They do not realize that the shadow, the religious traditions and the keepings of the law is what is in keeping them from coming into the knowledge of the substance who is Jesus Christ. And why? Well, Paul tells us people who fashion a religion of shadow will almost always judge us by it. And of course, the judgmental package usually comes with it. Rather than point us to Christ, they focused on how much we fall short of them and their laws. Paul in Colossians 2:20-22 says, "Wherefore, if ye be dead with Christ from the rudiments of the world, why as though living in this world are ye subject to ordinances?" Ordinance. "That touch not, taste not, handle not, which are to perish with the using, after the commandments and the doctrines of men." The touch not, the taste not, and the handle not things of life we hold before our brothers and our sisters' eyes, and then we punch them squarely between the eyes with them if we differ from what they believe. Oh, brother, no drinking of alcohol. If you do, you are bound for hell. Alcohol is a mocker. You are mocking God. You will suffer all the days of your life. Well, that's not true. You name it. There are plenty of those, do not touch that, and do not taste this, and do not handle that. But my friend, they all are shadows of what Christ wants for our lives. The real substance is Jesus Christ. Let us taste and see the Lord, for he is good. Let us allow him to touch our hearts with his spirit, as we open up to God's dealings and judgments in our life. And let us handle the things of God, the things of God, learning His ways, learning those lessons that will lead us into the substance, to the heart of the substance, Jesus Christ. Again, Paul says, do not let anyone render a judgment against us. If we do not walk in the shadow, that's the religions and traditions of the ways of things to come, but rather walk in Christ. He is the one and the only substance. You know, Jesus did not come to give us religion, not even a religion about Himself. Oh, no. He did not come to deliver to us a list of principles and rules to follow, even though Christians should obey God. Oh, no. Christ came to give us Himself. Let me say that again. Christ came to give us Himself. He came to give us the life that is in Himself. Let me say that again. Christ came to give us the life that is in Himself. Now, that is real. It is a death and a resurrection that results in obedience. But it is something that all the law-keeping in the world cannot duplicate. Law-keeping cannot form the life of Christ in us. Let me say that again. All of the law-keeping and the rules and the regulations cannot form the life of Christ in us. The life of Christ in us is released to the world from us through the work of the cross, through Him dying on the cross. And if people would just begin to, you know, come into this personal relationship with Jesus Christ Himself, there would be plenty of good works and obedience to go around. The church, and that's in quotations, would be holy as Jesus intended it to be. And perhaps the greatest irony of all of this is that religion about Christ is the biggest enemy of Christ. Let me say that again. The biggest irony of all of this is that religion about Christ is the biggest enemy of Christ Himself. Amen? More next week as we look at the fourth warning from the book of Colossians, which is, let no man disqualify you of your reward. Wow, let no man disqualify you of reward. Taken from Colossians 2, 18 and 19. So do yourself a favor and do yourself some homework. Read Colossians 2, 18 and 19, and be ready when we look at that fourth warning. Just a note. Notice, let no man disqualify you. I wonder who that man is that can disqualify us. I wonder what man has the power to disqualify us. Wow. And I will tell you, it is not God's intention to disqualify us. It is God's intention for us all to come to salvation, for He wishes none to perish, no, not one. But I'll give you a little hint. The one that can disqualify us is the same one that will send us away from the heart of God, and that is ourself. And we will see that in Colossians 2, 18 and 19. Wow. You know, it's an unbelievable thought to know that it is the individual himself that will send themselves to hell, because God has sent nobody to hell. God loves everybody. But whether we choose His free plan of salvation for our life or not is a distinction between whether we go to heaven or do we go to hell. By not accepting Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, we willfully then send ourselves to a place that God does not want us to go. Amen. So this is David Saul, hoping that you have a tremendous week to come. And tune in next week until we will get into that fourth warning from the book of Colossians. And this has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, trusting you and trusting that God will give you a tremendous week to come. And we pray these things in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. God bless. Talk to you next week. Amen.